I'm sorry, of one single hair, then it would be a trif and the spore of little arms. But since this function of separating the wasteland from the blood, can be fulfilled by a single kidney. So even if you remove one kidney, so the functioning of the behemoth will take place in a normal way, in a regular way, unless both kidneys are removed. So mimele it cannot come within the haloches of chaseiro of nitulo, because it's not just that in order to be treifor, there must be an organic defect. In other words, the major makim must consist in the nitulo or in the chaseiro of a single organ. But where the nitulo or the chaseiro of a single organ is not a major makim, is not fatal. And the fatal is only by removing two organs, so the melee doesn't come within the aloches, with the ches categories of treifor. Alright. Niklo haklois cheo. Hilkach im nimtziu gimul cheo. So, because of that, so we apply the haloche of kol yesak and otel dome. We can't apply the haloche of kol yesak and otel dome. And if he has three kidneys, the behemoth, it's also cheo. וכן אם נקבו יחוסו, אפילו אם הגיע החסורן והנקב עד הלבן, שם, ואם אם לאו עד הלבן, that means the white part, the hilum, that this is where the pelvis is situated. So it's also שם. אפילו הגיע החסורן והנקב עד הלבן, the white part, where the pelvis is situated, שם. Vimimlei maim zaki chel. Avoli mimachui, oyafilu zaki musruchi, treif. So that's the Gemara. In other words, we have a machlik as the Rambam data reshaining in regard to the lungs, if it has putrid fluid. So the Rambam says that if the lung has putrid fluid, not clear, transparent water. So, ill-smelling water, putrid fluid. So then, Israel, the other Rishonim say that in regard to the lung, it doesn't make a difference. But it's a Gemara Mefareshes in regard to the kidney, that if it is achurim, or even if it's zakim, but it's ruchim, it's ill smelling. So it's right. Avon makurim, we have to zakim, so treif. Looks off the bechot man, treif. In other words, if it was damaged, the kidney, so it's right. And the Mitziv explains it on the basis of Nidalomus. And then we explained it. So the question is, Monefshach, a damaged kidney. If one damaged kidney is treif on the base of the lamus, and if both kidneys were removed, is not treif on the base of the lamus. The answer is because in order to be a treifor, so it must be, so the make must be a major make in a single organ. But even a single organ, if the chisorin of a single organ would not make it fatal, but only the chisorin of two organs, then it's not treifor. So that's only shayach when it's removed. So then the removal of one organ, of one kidney, will not make the behemoth fatal. And only the tziruf of the removal of both organs, so the daloch of treifor doesn't apply to an organic defect that consists in the chisorin of two or ivorim. You see, Mashe'inke, where it's damaged, so then the behemoth, it might be fatal even if one kidney is damaged. So, Mimele, it can be considered treifor on the basis of the lungs. Alright. Loksafu be'achol men treifor. V'izeu v'ku, kol shen ismas neisaboso, ad shen yechis, eidem b'miktose, mismas meis v'neifei, V'hushiyakiya halik umayim v'achurin ala leven shebo. In other words, when do we say that if it's damaged, if the kidney is damaged, so then it is straightforward only if the damage, the liquor, affects the white part, the ilum. I mean, that's where the pelvis is, because the function, the primary function of the kidney is to secrete the urine and to separate the waste product from the blood. So this is primarily done in that area where the white part, the living shepherd, that's where the pelvis area. Alright. By Mahulin our living shepherd. Kulio Sheiktino Nadigmora says, suppose it became smaller, the kidney, Kulio Sheiktino Tribu. In other words, if it became so small, it shrank to such an extent that it is as small as it being, but suppose it's larger than it being, so then it's cheap. Uvigaso, that's the name of that. But Vigaso, Atka Novo Benis, like a grape. Vidavke Kishinktino Machmashil, Abol in Ktano Bitildoso Ksheil, Umariso Muchesala. So, in other words, so when do we say, now the Gemara says that if Kulio Shinktino Vidako, let's say to the size of a pool, a bean, and gaso, the size of a novo, so it's traivo. Because that means it's also illegal if it shrank so much. So when do we say that if it is ikhtimo machmaschele? But suppose the behemoth was born with tiny kidneys. So then it's kshayo. Then it's kshayo. Now, so how do we know, when we examine after Shrita the behemoth, whether it was born that way or because of a disease, so through the mare we can determine as to whether the behemoth was born that way or through a disease it shrank. Kosa balayito, mistapre dileven bechulye lakusim. Dileven bechulye lakusim. Vichol chinu mare peisel. In other words, if let's say that the kidney it became white, completely white, so that's also is a symptom of a damaged kidney. Shinumare is also symptomatic of a damaged kidney, and Mimele, it's straight. Mele, it's straight. Now, we'll see in the Shochnoch, so the Nisikeli, I mean, they always the kashi. They always the kashi. Now, since lakuse in the kidney is only matriv, if lakuse affects the living shepherd, the hilum, where the pelvis is situated, and there it's naturally white, so the question is, so monefshach, if the rest of the kidney acquired a white appearance, so then it's not rival, because this is the vulnerable portion of the kidney. I mean the hilum that is one of shech. If the other proportions of the kidney became white and shimare, so it's not rival. So when is it rival? If the hilum part, where the pelvis is located, so that's naturally white. So the main, so but so that's all. So it's not a shinumare. So the answer is palito means if there is a different kind of whiteness than the natural whiteness, than the natural whiteness. So then it is feasible. But there are ways to determine, in other words, if he turns, if the human area, the human portion of the kidney has the natural whiteness, so then it's not typhoid. But if it has a different kind of whiteness, so then it is typhoid. Shinumara Pesach. V'im yiruko shev. If it's yiruko, so it's shev. Kosov HaRashbo. Yeish migdeli hameiri sheheiru שאין טריביס בחוליו שלם אף על פי שיש מודם לסייר כבר היר הזאת. So there is a שיטס הראשיין him that I mean that's a שיטס הרמב״ם. So now the Rambam says in Pirkei Avot Cheshchide, Halacha Yud. And the Rambam has a list that's an exhaustive list. I mean, it couldn't be more exhaustive than that. So 70 traits. So the Gemara mentions Yitres traits, but in Yitres traits, so each one in the Yom Yitres is can include a number of traits of the Rambam. What an exhaustive list! So it's 70. So he says, "Eilu Hashirim Chelim Sheis Sheitzchnes Abeimah Vezachayom Shetreifo Kvon Izboyer Kol Echad Men Mishpatov V'Chol Sheef Shamen Sheim Tzobeis V'Yivorim Amtzuim Leit U'Lebeimo Dinei Lebeimo Vei Vechad Chutz Mitreife Shebikulye." So he says that the same thing that what is true of Lebeimo is true of another, except Chutz Mitreife Shebikulye Kidney. Because you don't have naturally enough, you don't have a certain number of lobes or in the lungs. So the treifes of tchul of the spleen is ogu. So in other words, because by true behemo it's only matri if the nekev occurs in the thick side inside of oven, not if it occurs in the thin side. But by off you don't have thick side, thin side. So maybe there is no treife by tro in an oven. Utreife shebechulie. So he says, Utreife shebechulie vishebetru limono isam behemo. So this is Yeshmi Dil Hameri Sheher Shein Trivis Bechulia Shoei. Afopi, why? Because a damaged kidney. So he's only trained for the behemoth if it reaches the Levitchable, the healing part. But in the name, you don't have that distinction between the human part and not the human part. So in Mela, there is no treifes of kulya neif. Afal pishin yishlodim leseya, for here is okay. In other words, the Rambam. All right. Now, simen the mei. Nit lo ei, sha'avad munal bo'ok sheil. In other words, the uterus, the womb, was taken out from the behemoth, so the behemoth is sheil. Nitlo shalfuches. Now we had it in Teisves, in Treves, that there was a shiris of Sheni, that only if the uterus was only if the uterus was taken out, Sheho. But if the bladder, the urine bladder, it was removed, then it's Treifo. And other Sheni Macherik. So the Torah mentions both shittas. We had it in Teisves in Treves. Nitlo shalfuches. That's the bladder. Shemei me'araglayim nikvim liseicho treifu v'rach v'aravon machshi Now, דיני טריפס בכרויס ניתלו הכרויס כשהו לפי חוכים ניבריס בכל יחס או בגימור חלויס כשהו וכי אם ניקבו הכולי אוי נחתך אפילו עד מכי מחריץ כשהו איס כשהו Now you see, it's a remarkable expression. Remarkable expression. He says, "Nitla hakloyis ksheyo." And what does it mean, "Nitla hakloyis ksheyo"? So all the sheyim say it means even if both kidneys are removed, so it's ksheyo. So he says, "Lefichoch in nivreis bechul yachas oy begimul kloyis ksheyo." So begimul kloyis, we understand this. Why he mentioned it. But why did he say Lifichochim Nibreis Bechul Yachas? Lifichochim Nibreis Im Nibreis Baby Im Nibreis Beloy Cholie Beloy Cholie. So the answer is, you see, I mean, that the Mechaber had a great idea in animal physiology, I mean, anatomy, I mean, with what Ivorim Ibehime could miss, could be devoid of and still live for some time, because the fact is that the maximum, that's the statistics, I looked it up, the maximum that a person was, a child was able to live, it's sometimes this anomaly, this aberration happens, that a child is born without any kids. Without any kidneys. So, as far as being born with one kidney, so it's one baby in every thousand. There's the statistics. One baby in every thousand babies that are born is born just with one kidney. But for a baby to be born without any kidneys, this is one in millions. So this also happens. But the maximum that such a baby was able to live, according to the statistics, medical statistics, is about 3 weeks. But usually, such babies don't live for more than 2 days or 3 days. So maybe the mechaber, it doesn't mention lifichoch in nivreis b'loy cholie, because if it's born, because it's not likely to. For such a child to come up, because usually if a behemoth is born without kidneys, the behemoth wouldn't even live 8 days, and you cannot check the behemoth before the 8 day anyway, so it's not relevant. But what is a relevant example? If nivri is bechul yachas, a behemoth could live a normal span of life. So that's why he mentions lifichoch in nivreis b'chul yachas. He doesn't mention lifichoch in nivreis b'loichul. Dir b'li b'chul yachas b'gimu kloyis k'sheyo. V'chein im nikvo hakulyin oy nechtecho. Afilu ad mikei mchritz is k'sheyo. So in other words, if it's nikvo hakulyin ad Afil ad mikim chitz, that's the hillel. That's the hillel. So even ad mikim, even if it is nikvo, we became chitz, so it's also shem. Lokso hakulye, vihu sheyase, psoro kipsar ameis, sheyivi shachayomim, shintechiz bimikzose yismas meis, viyipe, viyigi achil ize, ad aleven shebezich hakulye, if the damage has affected the human part, where the pelvis is, there is a trave. So it's a trave. Now, here there is Madramos, es algo eso. Madramos es Makas Cherev, Dine Kiloxo Hakun. Madramos es. Es algo eso. Now let's see. The Bach also discusses it. Bach, the Simon Mendale, mentions this Agoy Soshre, and he says, how does Agoy Soshre say, that if Makas Cherev didn't look so akulin, but Makas Cherev is Nechtach, and Nechtach, so it's mentioned that it's Sheol, so why is Makas Cherev? What difference does it make what you use in being chaitich? So he says that when makas cherev means that if nivkas lishnai, if it was cut into two. This is what how the Bach explained Agwesosh. So then it's like a loksaku, not like nechnech. Now the Shach says, פירוש הבאך תענה דווקא שנבקעו בשניי ולא נראה כמו שכוספתי בספרי ובספרי וכן מבואר הדי בדברי מרשל במקס חרב Heine afil loy nivko mishnai. Not as the Bach says, that when the Akwesoshka says that makas cherek in the kidney is dafki if nivko mishnai. V'chim bashmu b'risa v'heter, sh'leisi b'siv kot mches. Mi hu b'divri marshal, di mevuer, di makas cherek v'ayne nechtach. V'im kin atur amchaber v'shom poskin, di kosu b'siv awel, di nechtach kosher, lo yisvir loch. O ochin v'isa v'heter, acha sh'kosa. So in other words, so he says, so at first he says, now if we say that nifkel lishnaim, so it's like nechtach, so then we have to say that every nechtach is matri debein. Every case of nechtach is matri debein. But the mechaber, so then it will follow according to mechaber, he says that nechtach is not matri debein, nechtecho. So he will reject this sheet of the Goy Sosha. But then he says, Ochin Yisavet Arachash Kosav Makas Cherev Nivko Nishnayim Treivro Kosav Avo Im Rak Nechtar Behem Veloi Nech Nikko Nishnayim Vafilo Im Igi Achitoch Mokim Achitz Achitz, that's the Mokim Aleven, the white part, the hill where the pelvis is located. Kshayim Ad Kal Nishayim Al Midi Nechtach Labayne Makas Cherev. So the question is, so now the Ramo is not masik on the Mechabas Dinu Nechtechod at Tikshero, and still he says, Makas Cherev, Vidinros Mechulie. So the question is, what's the difference between Nechtach and Makas Cherev? I mean, whether it's his sword, he uses his sword, or he uses a knife, I mean, what difference does it make? So he says, Vinire, the makas cherev haine bikeach ki derech she makim bicherev v'haine lo kso akuli avo nechtach nachas koshe kein v'kein yirel l'hashvi divya poskim. So the Shach says that what does it mean makas cherev if it was cut with force? So when does the Mechaber say, and the Ramo agrees with it, that nechtach sheiro if it was cut b'nachas, but if it was cut bikeach, so then it's like lokso. There is life box. Now let's see the Taz in Sifei. Makas Cherev, Vichina Temuahu, the Haime Nechtach, Ubao Din Zehu Agoye Sosha, Vihu Cholak Benechtach, Gamke, Usvir Lady Treifu, Hidavke Benikav Koshi. So, in other words, so the Agoye Sosha himself, he shitting is that Nechtach is also Treifu, and only Nikav is Koshi. But Nechtach is treif, but we don't pass like that Goy Soshre. So why does the Ramo mention this name? He says, because of Rasha Lolov, V'lo Nire, Dimnayon Lechalek B'nikav Nechtach, that Goy Soshre Shire, Divadei Koleich Adi Kosha B'nikav, Kosha B'nechtach, Gidas HaRosh, U'mikol Bokei, Im Nechtach Olishnayim, U'm Nechtach Olishnayim, U'im Nifgiyo, Posek Ravyo Di Treif, Vim Kei, Hoyo Ramo, the Hovi, Ye Shemrim, she nechtech or treif. Vitzor Chlima, the Ramo Mifore, Shai Makas Cherev, Hai Nifkas Lishnaim Davke, Uchidas Ravio, She may be Bago Esosh. In other words, so the Ramo, the Taz agrees with the Bach's Pshat. You see, the Shach is Chelik. So there is the Shit of Dago Esosh. That any nechtecho, is treifo, only nikva akuli, but nechtecho is considered like loksa akuli, if it's nechtecho. But we don't pass like this shit of the Agoy Soshre, but we do pass like the other Agoy Soshre, which is accepted by the Ravyols, in other words, that Makas Cherev is different. Nechtecho Stam is not treifo, but Makas Cherev is treifo. So why is Makas treifo? So there is a machleki between the Bach and the Taz on one end and the Shach on the other end. The Bach and the Taz explain the distinction between Makas Cherev and the other Nechtecho on the basis of fact Makas Cherev is Nechtecho Mishnai. And when do we say that Nechtecho is not treifo, then if it's not nechtecho lishnayim, And that is very strange. What difference does it make whether it's cut into two pieces or into three pieces? That's the kasha of Noach HaShulchan. But the Shach explains it on the basis of Bikir. So in other words, when do we say that Nechtecho is Kshemo? That is, if it is Shaloi Bikir. But if it is Bikir, so then it's like, now, so the Nikud is a Kesev, so he makes the Aore, Zeine, in other words, because he rejects the Bach, so mainly rejects the Taz, Pshat also. We talk with Zeine, Moshe Kosafti, Bishach, Simon Kofukos, Sif Kofuza. Vichain, Im Nimtzeis Bechul Yalech, Avot Bishain Esrocho. So if there is pus, if there is pus in the chuliyeh, so then it is treifa. Now the Gemara distinguishes. The Gemara explicitly says that there is a difference between a chuliyeh and the reyeh. A reyeh does not become treifa with pus, and the chuliyeh becomes treifa with pus. So that means even with, so the halacha is if it has pus, even if the pus is not ill smelling, it's not srucha. So it's also treifa. There's a difference between pus and water. If, let's say, it has pus, so even if it's not ill smelling, but if it has water, so then only if it is ill smelling. The white part, the ill, where the pelvis is. Even if the water is contained in the hilum, in the pelvis area, limshim. Va'afilu nimtziu hamayim zakim bishalchufes ktano bichul yekosher. Furthermore, even if the clear water, the clear and not ill-smelling water, so is contained in a small sack in the kidney, it's also kosher. V'nimtzo bodam dina kamayim. If it is like honey, kshel. In other words, the question is, suppose it has a fluid that looks bad, but it's not putrid, but it looks bad. It's not ill smelling, but the marrow of it is bad. So the question is, does it have it in like my machuri just because the marrow of it is bad, or as long as it's not ill smelling, so it has a din like Mayim Zaki. So there are two shittes in it. And the Ochen Oig, that it's also. Now, so the halacha is, if it has pus, even if the pus is clear and not ill smelling, it's trifle. But if it has not pus, water, then it depends. If it's ill smelling, putrid, so it's trifle. If it's clean and not ill smelling, so it is kshel. Im lehoyo halaku sel, why I mean? Because this treifa is based upon the fact that it's a very major makim, I mean a damaged kidney. So in other words, if it's mayim achurim, then it's indicative of a very bad infection. But if it's my tzlui, so it's not indicative of a very bad infection. All right. Nimtze, im Brio is treif. In other words, the vulnerable portion is the healing portion. So if let's say you have pus in the rest of the kidney, but in the healing portion you don't have any pus, it's kshel. Suppose in the healing portion you have pus, but in the rest of the kidney there is no pus, it is treif. Because this is the vulnerable portion. Nimtze b'chulya avonim kshel. Stones in the kidney, I mean, that's a common thing. So if the behemoth has stones in the kidney, so it's kshel. Kulyo she'iktino treif. V'chamo tiktan v'titra v'behemo dako at kipur. Up to a bin. U'pur b'chlau treif. Uvigaso, in other words, if it shrank, but it shrank to a size more than a bean, the size of a bean, it's not lethal. But if it shrank to the size of a bean, so it is treif. Uvigaso at kanova beans. Vianova bichlau, treif. Vidafke chiktino machmaschel. But suppose the baby was born with tiny kidneys, so then it's kshel. Ve'yichyadim yihave machmaschel. Oyloi yichazinon shakum shaloiki shalom. How do we know whether the behemoth, the tiny kidney, is a result of shrinkage or it's a result of being born that way? That it contracted the membrane, because if you see foldings on the membrane, so why are there foldings on the membrane? Because it was originally, naturally, a larger kidney, and then it shrank. So the melee you got foldings on the membrane. V'imeini kovitz didn't contract the membrane. Eloshosu kimidas kulye. So muche. So in other words, if you see that the membrane of the kidney fits the kidney, so muche b'tzeh shemitchilas b'yoso iso kachonshi. Now yeish mishikosav. This is the sheet of the Rambam. The Ravid says, "Yesh mishikosa shechshom u'nitvak lo iskshiro hayne kishenitlo biyad." Only when it was removed by hand, let's see, if a doctor took out the cloyes, removed the cloyes, so then it is kshiro. Oy kishenivu iskach, or if it was born without kidneys. Or it was born without kidneys or with one kidney. But suppose that the behemoth was born with the kidneys, and then it was affected with a certain disease, and because of that disease the kidney deteriorated completely to such an extent that it was completely gone. It disappeared. It melted away. Suppose the kidney melted away. So, when the atomic bomb was dropped by the United States upon Nagasaki in Japan, there, at that time, so I remember that it was mentioned in newspapers that many Japanese became affected with all kinds of serious diseases. Not besides those who perished, you know, on the spot. So became affected with serious diseases, and then some of those who did not die, so their kidneys melted away because of the radiation. So the kidneys melted away completely, gradually. I mean, it didn't exist. I mean, that is mentioned. I mean, that this is possible. I mean that on account of a certain disease, so the kidney should melt away completely and nothing should be left. Nothing we mash. So he says, Aval im nitu al dechili, kivim she iktino, lipochis mechishio voneso. Now, if the kidney disappears, it melts away gradually. So first, it becomes small. And then, it becomes so small that it disappears completely. So, the Rambam says, so, if the kidney was removed with one stroke, so then it's kosher in the kidney. But suppose the kidney was removed gradually because of a certain disease, so at one stage it still existed, it didn't melt away completely, but it was like very tiny, like the size of a bean or a grape. So and after that, even that disappeared. So mainly the moment it reached this tiny size, so it became trefil. So mainly then when it disappears completely, it cannot be kosher again. So he says, that's the right which it is. When it finished melting completely, this is the Ravitchi. So how can we determine as to whether it was born like that, or it was born without a kidney, or that it was born with both kidneys, but one kidney because of a disease melted away. So if we see, because the kidney has anet chilev, I mean chilev amchases akloyes. So if we find in the kishalei, we find molechilev. So nikashes et chilas b'yosal pukshelo. But if we find the hollow, empty space, so that's a raya that it had cloys and it melted away. So everything melted away. Yes. What?
Would the hollow be attributed to the fact that it was nital biyah? Why else instead of that they were melted away by cloy?
No. So supposing, no. I mean, this is an unusual phenomenon that we perform an operation. So in other words, supposing, no, that there was no human intervention, I mean, calling out. So, but the question is, let's say that behemoth was born, Yoshua say, of the person who was sheikhed. So, anyway, he knows that no operation took place. But the question is, did this kidney disappear as a result of a disease, and it was a gradual process, or maybe the behemoth was born that way with one kidney and one kidney missing. Im hoyu gibu kulyes o yesei viktinu ayseiris vinishalu shtayim kilchoson vinishalu shtayim kilchoson shalo yiktinu is ksheir. In other words, if originally, because we have a loche of kolyesa kenotodon. Now, so the same shiur that applies to nitla akloyis applies also to yizeres. So mele, if originally the behemoth had three kidneys and then the third additional kidney became smaller, shrank, it became smaller, and then Stein remained Or even if all the three kidneys shrank, but the two natural kidneys shrank to a size that is larger than, let's say, it's another. And the additional kidney shrank to a size less than another. So in Mele, we say that additional kidney, we consider additional kidney as if it's non-existent, because if it is less than an anova in a gaso or pool in a dako, so mainly it's considered kid mandalese. So mainly we can apply the law of kolyese kroto. Yesh michikasa dileben bikulye lakusi vichol chinomare peisel. Alright. Now Kulye Shedimo Kulo in Mikzoso Ksheim. In Treves Bechulyo Shoev. That is what the Rashba says, for Heres of me, even though there is someone who says that the Treves of Kulye do apply to Nov, but for Heres of me, so the Mechaber also passes like that. It's not Rishish, and the Ramo doesn't say anything. Even though there is such a shite, so the Ramo is not rich for anything. Just want to go over the Taz and the Shach and Sivo. Now, this aloche, Yesh Mishikos Afshachom, Ulit Wakro is Ksheiro, Haini Kishnitlo Bia, because the Raibu, that's the Raibu Chit. But the other Shemim Achilik and the Raibu. And the other Shemim say that Nitlo Hakro is Ksheiro is not, does apply is not only to the case of Nitlo Bia, or Nivriskach, but even if, let's say, one kidney disappeared completely, melted away completely. So even though at one stage, before it melted away completely, so there was a minimum kidney, and at that minimum kidney was just Kanovo, so at that point it was Trevo, so but if later on it melts away completely, disappears completely, it becomes Kshev. There is a Kshev. I mean, many Kshev. The Raivet is the one who says that if it is Litwal Decheli, Kibushi, Latino, the pocket of Kshev, for Nesro, Veich Tarzel Akshev, but the Abishay Machet. Now let's see. ויכתר זה להשם זה דעס הכל וירשאו חלק וירשאו חלק על זה וכוסה דערי מוצינו כן וראי אמין זה ראי בצ'יטה זה כל בי אגוי זה ראי בצ'יטה so the כל בי explains it that the ראי בצ'יטה that way so he says ומשאו חלק על זה וכוסה דערי מוצינו כן בראי השני כבר ומחנו לי כסובר מפריסרי אבל בי So in other words, so the Mashal says, what kind of a raiva? The Kolboy is a raiva to the Shittes raiva. He says, we have to say like a raiva. Because if we're not going to say like a raiva, so then we face with a very strange paradox. That this behemoth, at an early stage, while the minimum kidney still existed, so then it was treifer at the stage when it was just like the size of another. So it was treifer. Then much later, it disappeared completely. You don't even have the size of another. So it becomes sheir again. So that's an impossibility. So the Mashal says, why is that impossible? We have such a phenomenon. We have such a phenomenon. So if the Mashal had agreed with the shita of the Ramban, that were, let's say, the Tzumas Hagid, the Tzumas Hagid had been removed. So it was a trade. And then it cut off the whole leg.